Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
One man who might eclipse 7.5, you alluded to him a moment ago, is Cody Gakpo. Now, Evel, like, Cody Gakpo's come in for, not criticism again, I think we've all been quite sort of balanced and sensible in our conversations around Cody Gakpo.
Just in the circumstances to understand.
Exactly, yeah. And I think we've all seen, Cody Gakpo himself addressed it this week. He said, like, I've played in a few different positions. Yeah. It's been difficult to find my feet whilst doing so. He's had the injury as well in the Tottenham game when he comes off, of course. But I think we all know, and I think the reason we have been so understanding, if we'd have signed Cody Gakpo in the summer and he'd have had this start of the season, we'd have all gone, I'm not so sure. Yeah. But because we've seen what we've seen in the back end of last season, we've all just gone, we know we've got to play. Yeah, we know we've got to play here. And tonight, whether he's seen this Diogo Jota situation and gone, right, here we go, now's my chance, or not, this was the performance of a man with a bit between his teeth for me. Yeah. And he wanted to prove a point. And he went out there and he said, regardless of opposition, I know this isn't exactly top table last, you know, again, all due respect, you're not Real Madrid, you're not Man City, whatever, but I'm going to come out here and I'm going to put on a show. Because for me, from minute go, Evel, he was just at it. He was just really desperate to leave his mark.
He really was. And the thing, you know, you mentioned about how he spoke in his reference, the thing I love about, and it's not just Gakpo this either, but the honesty and the accountability amongst most of the players within this Liverpool squad, to just be dead honest and dead candid about where they're at in the personal circumstances, what their ambitions are, where they'd like to be, what they think this team are capable of. It's nice. There's never no smoke and mirrors. The players themselves will just call it. They'll call a spade a spade and they'll say it how it is. And then that accountability to know, but I need to kick on. I need to now kind of get the focus in, really put the work in on the pitch and obviously put the end product there as well. But you're right when you say he was on it from minute one. I think some of the touches that he was doing early, the link-up play, the one-twos, the give and goes, I think it's the, that's the quality that we're so accustomed to seeing from him. You know, he's only had, he's not even been here for 12 months yet, but we've become accustomed to him with that link-up play. Couple of runs mentioned in the other show where he just didn't gamble. But again, it's getting that rhythm and then understanding, being on the same page as the people that are going to provide you the ball and kind of try and link up with you, or want you to be on the receiving end as opposed to being one that starts the kind of passage of play. And I just thought tonight, the first goal was in the right place, the right time. But the way that he rounded off the performance, it really just kind of sealed the level of what Liverpool had approached, that we wanted that professionalism, but it needed a bit of quality and a bit of class. And I think he added that as well in his game today for us. And I think you mentioned it before, just having someone now with his skill set at this time of season, because I think teams have not got, I think we've got the best, the firepower that we've got is incredible, but I think teams are now starting to become very aware of what Liverpool possess.
Yeah.
How do we contain? This is adding another dimension all over again. Teams are going back to the drawing board because we've got someone in Cody Gakpo that can do so much, and he's very elusive. The way that he drifts, Nunes goes through the middle, drifts over to that left-hand side, no problem, still finds the back of the net. The finishing itself, it was quality, couple of touches, gets it out his feet. And I think that was what he'd been trying to do for large parts of the game as well. Just didn't find himself in the right area enough, or get the ball out of his feet quick enough to be able to get the shot off and obviously really test the goalkeeper. Don't think the goalkeeper, you know, by any standards, was covering himself in glory for a lot of the goals anyway. But I just thought the way that he had that air of composure. He knew what he wanted to do. And it was all not too reminiscent of the Man U one, but in terms of the intent was there.
Yeah.
I know I need to kill this. I need to cut in and I need to get it out of my feet and shoot. That was what he did for that Man U goal that we all still wax lyrical about till this day and until we see them again on 7-0 day in a couple of weeks' time. But that was what it was for me. It was that kind of ruthlessness.
Yeah.
And we did say early doors, we want to see at least one of the strikers be really ruthless in front of goal tonight because there are going to be there's goals to be had. If we share them amongst the team, sound. But if someone wants to be greedy, don't mind that either.
And he thought he knew that more than anyone. It looked like Cody Gakpo, and you mentioned the word greedy there, and that's not a word I necessarily associate with him because he doesn't come across that type of player. He comes across quite Firmino-esque in so much as he's quite happy for those around him to sort of take the plaudits in a way. But tonight he did have that sort of killer air about him. Like every time he got half an opportunity, he was getting a shot away. It's even a moment early on with a lovely little intricate link up around the box where I think it's Ryan Gravenberch, and his touch leaves it just behind him, and even then he thinks, I know he's behind me, but I'm still taking the shot on. He's slices it wide in the end, but he did have that sort of I want to be the guy tonight, and he ends up being it. I wanted to sort of touch on something though before we move on him, because we've all said, and rightly so, that his versatility has kind of hindered him a little bit this season because Klopp loves him so much. He's so desperate to get him in the team.
He played the team around him.
He'll almost play him anyway. Yeah, Cody Gakpo has to be in the team. I'll work out the other 10 lads after that. Yeah, that's how it felt like at times. And it's interesting because I think tonight had sort of bits of all the type of player Cody Gakpo is, because you mentioned there, obviously, your second goal is him cutting in from the left, firing it in, a very sort of reminiscent goal of a left winger, a Sadio Mane type goal, a Cody Gakpo type goal from PSV. His first goal is quite predatory because he's obviously the guy at the time in the right spot. Yeah, Jota-esque in terms of that. And there's also a moment whereby he almost picks up quite deep in midfield, turns his man, shrugs him off and goes running. So he's got all those elements of his game going on at once. I want to run through the stats, Mick, before it comes to you. So if he gets his two goals, hits the target three times with shots, has two shots off target as well, so he has five shots on his own accord, one shot blocked, one successful dribble attempt, hit the woodwork as well, hits the post from distance, doesn't he? Wins the penalty, of course, misses one big chance, touches 50, whatever, makes two key passes, two crosses, four long balls, he wins four out of six ground duels, he wins two out of three aerial duels. So, like, I could go on, but that's an all-round package of a performance, isn't it?
That's a man-possessed performance, isn't it? I think it's like confidence as well. I think, like we've been saying, like it's for him to get that confidence back as well. Like it's these type of games that can build that. Like when he's seeing Jota playing ahead of him, he's playing seeing Nunes ahead of him. Because I think last year when it was flipped on its head, weren't it? Like beginning of the season, or whatever, you're thinking Gakpo was like we've just been saying, he's the guy there. You build the other two around him, and they can feed off him. But I think if we can see a few more facets, like we've done tonight, where we can drop deep, the penalty where he's dropping in, and then he plays it, and then he obviously gets it onto his own assist. But it's little things like that where you want to see that from him and the rest of the lads, like driven. You want to be driven, like the Szoboszlais, the McAllisters. They want to see that character, but we also want to see the energy and the passion. So if you go and try and do something, it doesn't quite come off. Go and win it back. But more often than that, with Cody Gakpo, the quality that he's got on the ball and the way that he can blast away from people in those areas, it's just like it's such a trait to have.
He's got a nice mix of power and placement as well. I've noticed in some of his finishes because he can absolutely put his foot through it. But if he needs to just place it around to keep it as well, he's capable of doing that. So he has got plenty in his locker, and we already know that. But again, it's the confidence to consistently show those displays. And again, now, if Cody Gakpo gets back to that level where he was when he, you know, six games into his Liverpool career, started to really show the signs after that Man U game, really, all right, yeah, we've got to play it on our hands. If he can get back to that level, those five, who do you drop? Do you know what I mean? At that point, if they're all bubbling nicely, it's like, who do you drop? Because they're all on it. They're all bagsmen right now.
And it's the perfect time to do it from his point of view and, of course, Liverpool perspective, because if he wants to sort of re-emerge, he's probably been the fifth in that pecking order so far this season. But if all of a sudden he senses an opportunity with Jota being out and he just goes up two, three, four levels, whatever it may be, brilliant.
Like the competition, it means everyone's got to up the game. Do you know what I mean? We can sit there and say about, you know, oh, it's all right, Nunes can miss a couple. In a couple of weeks' time, Nunes, you can't afford to.
Well, that's it. Nunes is looking at that tonight already and going, hang on. Gakpo means business again, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
It's boss, it's great problems to have. Number collective?
8.5, man of the match.
I was just going to go straight nine.
Ooh. I was going to go straight nine.
Let's have it.
Yeah, I think you've had man
just
the match.
Just all round beast, weren't it?
Yeah, I agree. No, I'll have it. Let's have it.
Boss, happy days.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.